Thank you for calling Rapid Advance. This call and all future calls with Rapid Advance may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling Rapid Advance. Jesse Bell speaking. How may I help you?
Hey there, Jesse. This is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Grant. I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well. I had sent over what looked to be a pretty tasty deal and looking to see where Rapid stands on it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely in agreement with you as far as its tasty nature here. It's like a night and day difference between that last one we discussed. I mean, This guy has one of the better credit profiles I've seen at the company, so it's definitely strong there. And revenue-wise, I mean, I'm sure you agree that they're also very, very strong. It's overall bank strength there. So I really just wanted to kind of get an idea from you as to what our goal was going to be here, and also maybe to get a little bit better understanding about what the business itself. I know that they do that stone type of stuff, but I wanted to kind of understand which parts of their company are doing the installation and how much is contributing to each side of the revenues. Just so you know, the only reason I'm keying in on that particularly is it will determine how much we can offer them depending on what industry they're being placed into.
Yeah. So just give you a little, I'm not sure of which part of the stone industry they're exactly in, if they're just manufacturing the stone slabs and then having someone else install them or whatnot. I'm not exactly sure of that. All I have here is that it's cut stone and stone product manufacturing. And just a heads up, that's kind of a niche of ours. One of our top sales reps has a big presence in the cut stone industry. So
Really? We
get a lot of paper regarding granite and marble and all those sort of things. Yeah. It's just something happen to be niched in.
That's an interesting niche to have, but I mean, if they all look this way, I keep it coming.
Yeah, certainly. So I can find out a little bit more detail in regards to where it'll fall. Other than that, I really have only submitted this to two places because the customer was looking for $250K for inventory. Hold on, let me read this a little bit here. All I have is a business looking for $250K for inventory. They do high-end kitchens and bathrooms for residential and commercial properties. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And kitchen and bathroom.
Yeah, for commercial and residential properties. But just to give you a heads up, like I said, I really only submitted to two places because I wanted to get it wrapped up relatively quickly. Right now we have On Deck and you guys. Those are the two I've sent to. And I just received an On Deck approval. It's for $250K with a sell of a 1.4 over 18 months. And that's I don't know if you want to take some notes here.
Yeah, I am, as we're talking about this. So 18 months, $250K, 140, you said?
Yeah, 140 sell rate, and we have weekly payment options on that. And then it goes down from there. We also have 15, 12, 9-month options for $250K with decreasing buy rates by about 4 points, you know, by a 4-point reduction from that 1.4 thereafter. So a 136 at 15, 132, sell at 12, and 128 at 9. Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I was hoping to potentially get the select program, I believe, at Rapid, just because I think that it would be hard for our reps to agree to sell 1.5 points only on the preferred program. So
I totally can understand that, Grant. They would certainly qualify for the select and at the max term. The only thing there is we're going to top out at 15 months there. So, you know, it'd still be kind of sufficient to compete?
I think so. And I can get in contact with the rep here and see where the customer is sensitive to. Is it if it's rate, term,
or whatnot? That'd be great.
Yeah, all right, for now, actually, there is a website, it looks like. It's naturalstoneconcepts.com. I can maybe give you a little bit more insight into what exact industry they are or in within the stone industry.
Yeah, I was actually looking at the website, and I was looking through it, and they do have a good bit of stuff on here. And to me, it does appear that they are doing a lot of installation there. So I just kind of wanted, I wasn't sure if you'd have any insight on that, but I mean, it does sound like you, with the information you had, is also kind of indicating that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at their website right now too. It's some pretty high-end stuff.
Yeah, it looks nice. Yeah. It's odd. There, does their gallery work for you? Like when you click the gallery page?
I'm on Natural Stone Concepts of Naples, and I'm just
like the top left thing. It's a gallery.
Oh, it's a bunch of links.
Yeah, just I was wondering about that. I was wondering if it was just me, because that was what I keyed in on, thinking, oh, well, I mean, if we see a bunch of pictures of their manufacturing, it would be good. But all right, well, either way, Grant, this is a lot of really helpful information. I think I know what I got to do there in order to kind of see what we can push for. Just to be kind of upfront with you here, in order to get that dollar amount there that we're looking for, the $250, we require financial documents as far as a profit and loss, a balance sheet, and tax return. So nothing too crazy, but we need those on the up, or the, kind of on the front end to see what we can really push for there. But either way, we can kind of base something off of what we have here, especially given the circumstances and what you're trying to accomplish. But I do also want to be upfront with you in regards to the industry thing. It's going to be tough to get around this as being anything but purely construction. And construction is one of those niches, so to speak, that is a little tough for us to do anything longer term. I'm going to see if there's any way around it, given that how great this file is. And mm-hmm. I think there's at least a slight chance we can do it, especially given that we're competing with OnDeck. And generally speaking, our executives do like to win those scenarios whenever we can. And I think we can, just based off of everything we've talked about, if we can make that happen as far as getting around that construction industry. So that's going to be my task. In the meantime, is there any chance they sent you over any further information than the bank statements? Perhaps like those financials? It looks
It looks like I may have financials for you.
Okay, that would be fantastic, because if I can use those on the front end, that'll help me a lot in pushing for this.
Yeah, I have January through December 2015 profit and loss right now, but that appears to be the only thing that I do have on file.
I'll take it.
Also, just to give you an update, so yeah, having those additional steps may be a minor barrier. I'll just have to see what the offer is, because because it, right now, how it stands is at OnDeck, it is online checkout eligible, which is, you know, just a few clicks. So
right, just essentially approved.
Yeah, pretty much. And then just to give you an idea, I'm not sure if anyone's spoken to you about this, but OnDeck generally does find construction to be restricted as well, except for like the little niche areas within construction. Were you aware of that?
I was aware that they had similar restrictions, but I wasn't aware that they had those niches, so that is definitely some good information. I know that they don't consider as much as we do sometimes construction, and not specific pieces of the construction industry, but I was unaware of like the stonework, or not stonework, but whatever you want to really pigeonhole these guys as being one of those things. I know that we've done deals with this industry in the past. As far, I mean, I know I've worked on one in the past where they actually are the manufacturing the stone. They're installing it too, but I mean, that's like just kind of a part of it. They install it when they need to. This one's a little bit different, but a lot stronger than the one that I'd worked on in the past. So anything's possible here. And I understand the stipulations. They're ready to check out. So I'll try to turn this around as quick as possible as far as at least a response to you, whether or not we're going to be able to get there ASAP.
Sounds great. Also, I don't know if it'd be helpful for you. I can send you a list of OnDeck's, you know, construction industries that they do and do not consider, if you'd find it helpful.
Yeah, no, I would definitely have that, find that helpful, Grant, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, I mean, just so you guys can get an idea of where they're at. Basically, I mean, to give you the short and simple, it's like, if you're building up, then that's not something they'll do. But if it's soft things like renovations, that's stuff that they will do. But I have a more detailed list right here. I'm going to see if I can't send it to you right now.
Okay.
Between us boys, here it is. I sent it just now.
Okay, nice, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what I got for you right now. Excited to see a little something something, and just you give me a call if you need anything else.
All right. Appreciate it, Grant. I will do so.
All right. Bye for now.